Agenda item 11, report and possible discussion on groundwater management area activities. GMA 6, Lynn Smith.
GMA 6, explanatory report's been declared administratively complete. Most of the districts have finally adopted their DFCs and have until November 18th of 2023 to either update their existing management plan or adopt new ones.
Thank you, Lynn. GMA 7, Dale Adams. Show that with him again.
GMA 7 is looking at having a meeting in April to discuss the next round of DFCs and things like that.
All right, thanks, Dale. GMA 8, Dirk's not here. Doug, there you are. Doug Shaw.
Yes, sir. GMA 8 actually met yesterday. We're getting ready, starting off this current or upcoming round of planning. Major point is the districts that make up GMA 8 approved tentatively a interlocal agreement to fund an update to the model for the Trinity, for the Northern Trinity Aquifer.
Okay, thank you, Doug. GMA 12, Gary Westbrook.
Yes, sir. So GMA 12, the last round complete, having passed, I believe, all the deadlines for any challenges to the DFCs, I believe they'll stand. We are early on in reevaluating our last process to see what changes we would like to make during this future round of joint planning.
Thank you, Gary. GMA 14, Zach Holland.
GMA 14 also had the bright idea to meet yesterday, and we met down in Angleton. Focused of that meeting, again, kind of getting through the last round and not meeting or seeing each other in a year was kind of a novel concept of getting together, not having serious discussions about a whole lot. But our current focus is working with the Water Development Board on the Gulf 2023 model that has been proposed as our new GAM. And kind of getting that fully set up and diving in to that model before having to roll up our sleeves and use it for this cycle.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it. Thank you, Zach.